We're talking today with Mark Hodges of Plains Grains. And Mark, as we think about our hard red winter wheat crop for 2014, really went into the ground pretty good here in Oklahoma and really, I guess, most of the states. So really had a pretty good planting season compared especially to maybe the last couple of years.
They have. And, of course, the worst drought areas were Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma Panhandle, southwest or western Kansas, eastern Colorado up into Nebraska and South Dakota. And, of course, I think that we really did get some good planting conditions in eastern Colorado. I was a little surprised as dry as they were, especially southeastern Colorado. Western Kansas went in good. Nebraska's gone in pretty good. Even in those really dry areas in the panhandle of Nebraska, they had some pretty good stands. Now, that, you know, obviously they've gotten some extremely cold temperatures below zero. I don't know how much ground cover they had and how well developed those plants were. So, you know, we're kind of going to have to come out of winter and break dormancy and kind of see where we're at there. But compared to the last 2 years, we're in really good shape at this point in time.
I would think that the hard red winter wheat belt's got to be a little bit better shape than that traditional soft red wheat belt west or east of us into the Midwest where they got such bitterly cold temperatures.
Yeah, I would guess that's true. And again, it depends on how much cover, snow cover they had. You know, if they had snow cover or ice cover, damage is probably going to be limited because of that insulation effect, even though it got really cold. But again, I don't know how that equates out into the Nebraska area for us as far as snow cover and those kind of things and whether it was insulated. Just something we're going to have to see.
Now, when we start thinking about the Southern Plains crop, the Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas crop, we basically went into the winter season in much better condition than a year ago. That usually can translate into at least good potential for even, you know, as far as harvest.
Yeah, that's certainly true. And, of course, what we'd like to see, obviously, at this time of year is a good root system as deep as possible. Definitely a good secondary root system on that plant, as much tillering as possible. And really statewide and even into Texas and up into Kansas, you know, I think we've got that. Now, the exceptions, if you looked at the drought monitor, Jackson, Tillman, Greer, Harmon, those counties are still in a D4 drought. And matter of fact, there's still guys trying to plant wheat down there because they've had some mite problems and dry weather. And availability of seeds been short. But, you know, we still got guys planting wheat down there. So other than that area, we're even in pretty good shape in the panhandle, which is, again, kind of unusual based on the last 2 years.
And the most recent crop weather update, the monthly update for December, showed really, I thought, surprisingly good amount of wheat being grazed.
Yeah, and of course, we don't have as many cattle as we would normally have. So, it's a little surprising. We know we'd seen cattle go out. Of course, those cow-calf operations are down on numbers. I don't know if it slowed down the stockers coming into state, but cattle are the first value-added product of wheat, so we're glad to see it.
When we think about, you know, right now, are you hearing anything from talking to guys in regards to any particular disease, weed problems, insect problems at this moment, besides those mites that you mentioned in the Southwest?
Other than the mites, that's really the major problem that I've heard of. There is some reported stripe rust in Kansas I've seen. That doesn't equate into necessarily that it's here in Oklahoma, but, you know, it's been a few years since we've had a problem with stripe rust in the state. That's something we're going to keep an eye on. But really, we're disease and insect-wise, we're in pretty good shape right now.
Now, one of the things, you're oftentimes working on the crop that we've already harvested as well as watching the 2014 crop. The crop that we harvested in 2013, overall, how marketable, how functional of a crop did we end up with across the hard red winter wheat belt?
Well, it's a very marketable crop. You know, we've started looking at crops as either a producer's crop, a miller's crop, or a baker's crop, and that being defined as obviously if it's a producer's crop, there's a lot of bushels there, a lot of volume. We didn't have that this year, and we didn't have what we'd like to have had volume-wise. And then, you know, the kernels were fairly small all across the southern central Great Plains area. So probably not something the miller necessarily likes to have because it's probably going to lessen his meal yield. But the crop is really a functional crop as far as dough functionality and bake. And so the baker's going to be very happy with his crop. The protein average was 13%, outstanding. We don't normally average anywhere close to 13%. We're normally from 11.5 to maybe a little over 12. And so we were very, very pleased with the protein, and not only pleased with the protein on that wide of an area, but also the functionality. It really bakes a good loaf of bread, basically.
So a baker's crop this year.
It is a baker's crop this year.
For the 2013. Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
And I guess, you know, obviously, you know, as you look forward, we're hearing Dr. Edwards talk about now's the time to do your top dressing of nitrogen. What's the potential that you see here in the early days of 2014 for this 2014 harvest? I mean, we got a long ways to go, but still, what's the potential?
Well, we're generally where we need to be, and that's, again, a good root system, good tiller development, and we do have a long ways to go, and a lot of things can happen, but we really have that base in place, have a good, strong plant that again, has got a good root system under it. We've got some soil surface profile moisture, and we do have a little bit of deep moisture depending on where you're at in the state. So we're really sitting about where we want to be when we break dormancy in the spring, and obviously we're still going to have moisture, but we feel pretty good about it right now. And I agree with Dr. Edwards. We need to have that nitrogen in the profile when it does break dormancy that we can go ahead and maximize any further tiller development and root development and have a strong, healthy plant coming out of the winter.